This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 10 for Monday, August 9th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Monday due to profit-taking. With the final settlement still pending, the November contract drops $11.80 at $880 per ton. The January contract loses $11.60 at $865.20 per ton. A trader says canola became expensive on its own last week, which created for the opportunity for profits today. Declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as losses in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, are weighing on values. Gains in Chicago soy meal and a lower Canadian dollar are tempering decreases in canola. The loonie is at 79.52 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 79.68. The trader notes the thunderstorms for parts of the prairies likely won't have any effect on canola values. With the harvest just getting underway, there are very few reports on canola yields. The trader expects a crop of 15 to 17 million tons, well down from the 20 million previously anticipated. As for wheat, the trader says some of his United States counterparts are mistaken when comparing the prairie wheat crop to that in North Dakota. He says the prairie wheat is a decent crop given the conditions it has endured. While U.S. traders are calling for a 20 million ton crop out of Canada, he says it should be around 26 million tons. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports weekly export inspections of corn are more than 667,000 tons for the week ending August 5th. That's a drop of nearly 48% from the previous week. Soybean shipments are down almost 62% at about 114,000 tons. Wheat inspections jumped 67% at almost 606,000 tons. The USDA will issue its weekly crop progress report later this afternoon. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday. The November contract drops 7 cents at $13.30 per bushel. September soy oil falls 1.09 cents at 60.72 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal gains $1.50 at $3.5730 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Monday. The December contract is down 3 cents at $5.54 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to higher, with the December contract unchanged at $4.59.5. Wheat futures are lower on Monday. Chicago September loses 8 cents at $7.11. Kansas City September is down 4 cents at $7.01.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September falls 7 cents at $9.09. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, August 9th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.